Britain's third prime minister in 7 weeks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I've just been to Buckingham Palace and accepted His Majesty the King's invitation to form a government.
That's Rishi Sunak taking over for Liz Truss, who resigned amid financial turmoil after replacing scandal-laden Boris Johnson. Here in the U.S., our elections are now in 2 weeks.
Republicans are doubling down on their mega trickle-down economics that benefits the very wealthy.
President Biden told Democrats at National Committee headquarters if their voters show up, then they will win. Now, Republicans blame the president and his COVID-related spending and energy policies for high inflation, which is a top issue for most voters. As for COVID, the president will get another COVID booster jab today as part of a nationwide push for Americans to get boosted. In Florida last night, Governor Ron DeSantis and his Democratic challenger, Charlie Crist, debated, sparring over COVID and inflation and education. And Crist asked him,
why don't you look in the eyes of the people of the state of Florida and say to them, if you're reelected, you will serve a full 4-year term as governor. Yes or no?
Governor DeSantis did not give a 2024 answer, instead telling Crist in the WPEC and Sinclair Broadcast Group debate,
the only worn out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is Charlie Crist.
An attempt to free Brittany Griner in court in Russia. The star American basketball player's lawyer today at an appeal hearing called her 9-year sentence excessive, asking the court to acquit Griner.
The athlete arrested in February for having vape cartridges with cannabis oil that's banned in Russia, pleading guilty but calling it an honest mistake, explaining she didn't mean to break the law. The Biden administration says she's been wrongfully detained and is reportedly offered to exchange her for a Russian arms dealer serving a 25-year prison sentence in the U.S.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. More fallout over Kanye West's recent comments considered anti-Semitic. Adidas has ended its partnership with the rapper. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Kids are not getting up to go to school today at Central VPA High in South St. Louis, Missouri. The morning after a former student showed up with a gun and went on a shooting spree, killing a teacher and a student and wounding 7 other teenagers.
The two deceased victims were a 61-year-old white female and a 16-year-old black female. The shooter, according to Interim Chief Lieutenant Colonel Michael Sack,
Orlando Harris, he's a black male, 19 years of age, and graduated from the high school last year.
Police will not say how Harris got beyond locked doors into the school. Police are investigating the scene at the building as well as another location, the chief confirmed.
That is the suspect's residence.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now, those shots were being fired around the same time yesterday morning as Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly was in court in handcuffs, pleading guilty to murdering 4 classmates at Oxford High last year. He'll get a life sentence without parole.
We're told no plea deal was offered. The 16-year-old is set to be sentenced early next year. During the plea hearing, Crumbly also told the court he got the gun used in the attack from his parents, who also face charges in the case.
Fox says Jeff Manasseh, the parents charged with involuntary manslaughter. In Ohio, 2 conservatives have pleaded guilty in a hoax robocall scheme.
24-year-old Jacob Wohl of Irvine, California, and 56-year-old Jack Berkman of Arlington, Virginia, could each receive a year in prison when they're sentenced next month. They were indicted in October 2020 on numerous counts of telecommunications fraud and bribery. Authorities say the men placed thousands of fake robocalls in Cleveland and East Cleveland that told people they could be arrested or forced to get vaccinations based on information they submitted in votes by mail.
That's Fox's Lisa Lucera. The two men have also been sued in federal court in New York and face charges in Detroit. On Wall Street, stocks could go down. Dow futures are falling more than 100 points after another big day of gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.